This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Chazal emphasize how Mishpatim is special, how chashuv, how great, how unique Mishpatim. To the point that Chazal tell us, based on the pasuk, "Le'asachein l'chalgai Mishpatim bal yadum." Only Klal Yisrael has Mishpatim. Goyim don't have Mishpatim. Kiyadua, it's known that everybody already asks on the Parsha. Every nation has Mishpatim. Every nation has its rules. Every nation has its code of law. What do you mean in Mishpatim Bal Yadum that Goyim don't have this? What is it this that they don't have? You know, everything is Shar Shadaga Chesapara, Mazik, Nizik, okay, there's rules, there's... speak to the lawyers. You know, I was once very taken back. I was in an office from a lawyer, Baruch Hashem, for nothing major. I wasn't being sued or anything. I had to be there, and I look, and I see he's got an entire bookcase. An entire bookcase full of books. Say cook, tracht, art scroll. No, it's not art scroll. What is it? I pull out mamish pages and pages. As I asked the guys to tell me what's in all these svarim kedok, these svarim lahabdul. What's in it? So he tells me, what do you mean? This is law, and we study it, and we make stiris and we put together, we say this is Yedoyim, it's not Doyim, Xereshav, Kal V'Choyim, Kal V'Choyim, Xereshav. So I tell him, how long does it take this? He says, what are you talking about? In the big law schools, they sit there, Be'il and Rav, and they learn up this case and that case, and is it Doyim to this case, is it not Doyim? So they also have laws and code of halacha. So what is it of Mishpatim Bal Yadum? What is so special and so unique that we give a chshivas to Parshas Mishpatim that this Goyim don't have? So I believe that we don't really understand what the word Mishpatim means. I don't understand what the word Mishpatim means. First of all, let's translate the word Mishpatim. So there's a beautiful Abar Benel in the beginning of the parasha, and he says, we find this Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Three things. What's Eidus? Eidus is the mitzvah satayra that say testimony that there's a Rabbeinu Shlailo. There are mitzvahs which scream out, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos, for example, is an Eidus that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. That's called Eidus. Then there's Chukim. Chukim are things that we don't understand. And then there's something called Mishpatim, says Abar Benel, and that is Ben Adam L'Chaveray. Mazik, Nizik. I have a question, Rabbi Yisrael. Pesach by night, the Chacham, he asked the question, Ma ha'etus v'achukim v'amishpatim ashetziv Hashem Eschem. Tell me, what shail of mishpatim do you have Pesach night? If mishpatim means laws of mazik nizik, so to speak. He did, he didn't, he owes, he doesn't. How did he come into Pesach night? And the Teretz is Avadim Ayinu. What does that have to do with Pesach night? So the truth is, if you look at the Ramban, it's possible that the Pshat and the Pasuk Kaka is not new Pesach night. He's not asking a kasha. And you know what? You have to give Mashtikul Tayyar Baba Kama maybe. You know, there's a whole shaila that the Gemara, the Tosefta says that the Tanoim was sitting kol ois halayla, and they were being oisik in hilchais ha-Pesach, the halacha of the Korban Pesach. And there's a whole question, what does that do with CPTS Mitzrayim, the halachas of the Korban Pesach? Hey, I have a further pshat. That it's not only halachas of Korban Pesach, some any halacha, mazik and nizik, take out Gemara but the Kavan, and talk to them in learning Pesach night, because that's his question. Ma edus ve'achukim ve'amishpatim ashetziva Hashem eschem. So the Chacham is asking about mishpatim. So he should take out and answer him. The Teretz is kisik David Ivri instead of avodah mayinu. He should answer kisik David Ivri. He's asking a question. Ma edus ve'achukim ve'amishpatim. Ve'amishpatim means so why don't we answer Kisik Ne'evid Ivri Sheishanem Yavod Uvashvi Yetzel Achav Shichinam? You told me that has to do with Avdus. Isn't that what you just told me? Avadam Yinu? Yeah, but you asked about Mishpatim. Maybe you could come and say as a tzachus. Tzachus means a little bit of a joke, so to speak. You know, Pesach night, there is a mishpat. Who stole the Afikaimen? They're fighting over who? They're fighting over who stole the Afikaimen? Who's right? Who's wrong? So maybe Amishpatim, maybe that's where Mishpatim comes into the night of Seder. Abaisai, I think that we don't have a clear understanding of what the word Mishpatim means. If we translate Mishpatim, Mazik and Nizik, you're right. Even though the Rosh of the Ramban is Mashma that way, that he's asking about Moha Edus, Shor HaNizik, and Shor HaMazik. That's what the Ramban seems to be learning, Ayin Shom. But Kipshut, it has to do with Pesach. So what does the Pesach have to do with the Mishpatim? And the answer is, we have to understand what Mishpatim is. And today, Mitz Hashem, I'm going to give you through the words of Chazal, and the Rishonim, an understanding of what's Mishpatim. And then we can go back to understand why is it to Mishpatim Bal Yadum that these Mishpatim have no Shaykhs to Goyim. It's only unique and special for Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says, right away in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parsha Mishpatim, the Medrash says, Eila Mishpatim, Ata Kainanta Meisharim Le'oihavecha. You, Rabbeinu Shloilam, kainanta means you directed, meisharim, straight. You gave us straight laws. For who? Le'ay havecha, to those that you love, which is Klal Yisrael. You love Klal Yisrael, you gave them meisharim. Says the Medrash, what is that referring to? Because, says the Medrash, al yidei ha-mishpatim, through the mishpatim, hem oisim eriva, they make fights. While Yisrael's fighting, al yidei ha-mishpatim, through these mishpatim, then they're boyim lidei mishpat, they come to court, bezdin, to come and get a psak halacha, and then they go and make shalom, they make peace from, as a result of the mishpat. So l'chayr the Medrash is a pella. This that the Medrash says that they have mishpat and that brings shalom, okay. It brings closure to peace. It's supposed to. I mean, unfortunately, today most Dini Torah end up with more machlokes than you started with, but all right. But it's supposed to be that you had mishpat and the mishpat resulted in shalom. But what does it mean, al yidei ha-mishpatim heim oisim meriva? What does that mean? Through the Mishpatim, they make Meriva. They make fights through the Mishpatim. You know what I would say? Maybe there's a comma there. Maybe you have to say, Ata kainanta meisharim le'avasech al yidei ha-mishpatim. Comma, maybe. Shem oisim meriva v'al yidei ha-mishpat. It's not mashma. The simple translation of the Medrash is that somehow the Mishpatim themselves are the base of the Merivah. They're the cause of the Meriva, to the point that they have to come to Bezdin and use those Mishpatim to make Shalom. What does it mean? So Bali Musar say an interesting point. Bali Musar say that Yidden fight. They don't fight, I'm right and you're wrong. The opposite. They fight, you're right. And the other one says, no, you're right. One says, I owe you the money. And the other one fights and says, no, you don't owe me the money. That's Al Yidei HaMishpatim, through the Mishpatim, which means they use the Psak Halacha of right and wrong, and they fight over that. Memela then, it's Ayisim Shalom, that's when Shalom, if you fight, when each guy's fighting for the truth, Beishama and Beisil are fighting, the other one's right. Then it's Ayisim Shalom. Truthfully, I never saw anybody fight like that. Chazal brings stories like this, that there were people who fought, the other guy's right. It's a classic case in history, because today, it's almost unheard of. So what does Chazal mean? Al Yidei, the Bali Musa talk on a very high level, that through the Mishpatim they're making Meriva. Could be. How does it apply to us? Lamaisa. So I would say Rabbi Isai a different pshat. What does it mean? Al Yidei Meriva. I'm sorry, Al Yidei Mishpatim they make Meriva. Through the Mishpatim they make Meriva. And the answer is as follows. Mishpatim is kainanta. It gives a certain yashrus. When you have a din Torah based on yashrus, then the result is shalom. That's what the Medrash is saying. Ata kainanta meisharim li'oihavecha. You gave a code of yashrus. Straight. Truthfulness, honesty. So if a person comes and he makes a meriva from the point of honesty, sometimes you're right and the other guy's wrong. But you're looking for the truth, then it's Ayisim Shalom. But if it's not about the Mishpatim, it's not about Yashrus, it's about winning. Winning that's not shayach to make shalom. You know, there's a very famous story about the Beis Halevi once brought out how a person with negiyus can never lose a din Torah. I'm sorry, if you try to make him lose, he goes crazy. Yeah? While a person without negiyus, even if he loses, he doesn't look like he lost it. It's not called losing a din Torah. The story goes that a person once came to the Rav and he asked about a cow, if it's kosher, shechita. The Rav said it's treif. You know how much money went to le'ibud, to loss? A lot of money, the cow. A few months or so later, he came to a din Torah of a few dollars with his friend. Yeah? The Rav paskin, he's asked to pay the money. He starts cursing the Rav. What are you talking about? So the guy said, I don't understand. The same Rav Paskin 4 months ago that the cow was treif, and you threw it happily in the garbage and you didn't say a word. Now the Rav Paskin is that you're chayiv, it's much less, it's a few pennies compared to the cow. And you go crazy. And what's the answer? Said the Beis Halevi, very poshut. The cow, he lost to somebody. He lost the cow, okay, fine. You lose a cow, mitzvah, teira, kashrus, whatever. But in this scenario, it's nothing money. Yeah, but he's losing to somebody. Oh, that's something. Oh, that he can't handle, and he curses the Rav. Yeah.
Because he lost twice.
No, because someone else won.
Oh.
To lose money is one thing, but to lose and that the other guy should win, that's already. That's already way above the person's capability of accepting. Why? Because if you look for the truth, that's a whole different. But when you have negius, when you have interest, personal, and it's not yashar, then the mishpatim is not that gishmak. Mishpatim can be a very, very difficult thing. So when do mishpatim make shalom? When it's ata kainanta meisharim kainanta, which means you guide them with yashrus. You come to a mishpat from the focus of yashrus. Unbelievable. When you come to mishpat, and it's not from a starting point of yashrus, but it's a starting point of using the mishpat for winning, for achieving, for getting what you want, then it's not oisim shalom. Nothing good will come from it. So the Torah is telling us, Eila mishpatim asher tasim lifnei, and that these mishpatim are yesharim. Yesharim. So if you're looking for yashrus, you're right. You know, they say over a very nice sharp vort. I believe it's a Kotzke vort. I heard it from my grandfather many times. The Medrash says that before Hashem created the world, the Midas HaEmes came and said that you shouldn't create the world. You know why? Because Kulei Sheker, the world is all lies and lies. So Hashem took the Sheker, took the Emes, and he threw it to the floor, and he created the world. Ask the Kotzke Rebbe. You ever ask a person what he's searching? So he'll say, I'm searching the truth. I look for the Emes. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, so Chazal, tell us where it is. Chazal tells us, it's on the floor. Everybody's looking, I'm searching for the truth. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, you know where it is. The Chazal tells us, it's on the floor. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, the problem is, but you have to bend to get it. A person has to be with kofef to get it. That's the problem. Everybody knows where it is. You don't know how to bend to get it. Yeah. Truth. If you're looking for the truth, you're right. The problem is, who's looking for the truth? So mishpatim is oisim shalom if the meriva was al yidei mishpatim. That's what it means. If the focal point of the mishpat, I'm sorry, of the meriva, was because you taka want the mishpat, then it's oisim shalom. Then the result is there'll be peace. If not, then there's no peace al yidei mishpatim. I'll explain to you what I mean, okay? And then you'll understand better. I'll tell you a story, okay? My father told me 40, 50 years ago, when they still were driving Plymouths. Remember the Plymouths before your time is done, the Plymouth. So he was driving my Zayd in a Plymouth, yeah. And the cop was directing traffic right and left. My father doesn't hear so well. Those that know him, he has a little bit hard of hearing. So he didn't hear the cop told him to go to the right, and he went to the left. So the cop took his fist and he started banging on the car, whacking the car with his foot and yelling and cursing. I told you to go to the right. What are you living? Screaming. My father's on Kazuntai, a very edler person. A very sore person. He rolls up the window and he tells the cop, I didn't hear you. But why are you screaming at me like that? What are you screaming for? What scheiße? Well, so he got even more angry and he started cursing even more. You know, I could throw you into jail for this. A subordinate of authority. He's yelling. So my father asked him again, yeah, but what did I do wrong? What did I do so bad? So he goes, the rules are the rules. The law is the law. And he's yelling and screaming. My Zaydu was sitting in the car. He said, Atadas, this is what Chazal meant. U'mishpatim bal yadum. Laws. Every nation has laws. Aber efshes I am mensch. Ashtikl mensch. The law is the law. The rule is the rule. Right? You're parking the parking, in the wrong spot. He could yell, he's right, the law. Zaya mensch, Zaya shtickel ben Adam. It has nothing to do about being a ben Adam. It has to do with the rule of law. Some of these chayis, in the name of the law, they could curse you and smack you down. You know, mishpatim, the Barbanel use the lashon in Adam lechaver. That's the Barbanel's lashon. It's mishpatim is not laws. Mishpatim rabbeisai is midos. If you translate Eila Mishpatim, these are the laws, it's a problem. But if you translate them Eila Mishpatim, these are the laws that bring out good midas, that bring out midas toivos, then you got the translation correct. Eila Mishpatim asher tasim lifneyem. We don't mean code of law, mazik and nizik. We mean code of law of midos toivos. I'll prove it to you soon. But first let me tell you all from the Chazanish. The Chazanish writes in an igaris, in a letter. Letter pei beis, chela gimel, from the igaris Chazanish. He says, when you look at life, it's difficult. Difficult. It's hard to know what's right and what's wrong. Life sends you a lot of confusion about right and wrong in midos. So how do you get that people should have good midos? Says the Chazon Ish, they should learn Parshas HaMishpatim. It says it clearly. If you look at life through Torah, if you look at life not through Torah, difficult. But if you look through Torah, there's an Eitzah. He says, Emtzoi Yokar, a good vehicle on how to be Misragel and Midas Toivus for people. How do you get people trained in Midas Toivus? Answers the Chaznish, Alpi Simas Chayk Lelamed L'Chalom, to teach the people, as Toiras HaMishpotim V'Ha'Oinshim Shal Kol Evel Be'isuk HaNar Be'Oinshi Ovel Yutubeliboy as Toiras HaOvel. When he sees you're mazik, you have to pay this, so he starts to realize it's this good sign I'm mazik. Mishpatim is not the laws, but mishpatim is going to the hashkaf of the person to train him to be a better person. You hear? Unbelievable talk. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said, why do we start teaching a child Eilam Mitzvahs? His Haschalas Gemara, the beginning of Gemara, is Eilam Mitzvahs. Why? Why Eilam Mitzvahs? Says Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that we're trying to instill in a child a concept of money, yours is yours, someone else's is someone else's. Because otherwise he can't even begin to learn Hilchus, Chayshe Mishpit, all the other Masechtos in Ezekiel. You want to learn Ezekiel? How could you learn Ezekiel if you don't have a clear cut hashkafa, clear cut feeling of right and wrong, and my money is mine and his is his? So there's nothing what to talk about. You know, you can have a judge, he's talking about the law, but he has no concept from within of money, right and wrong. So what's what? He could pass in a shayla. Umishpatim by Yadum, it's not about the laws on the books. It's about from within. The sense of right and wrong, the sense of good and not good. That's what a Dayan needs. And that's what Eila Mishpatim stands for. This Taka is Mishpatim by Yadum. The guy might can pull out a whole bookcase full of books of law. In Harvard, they study law, but the biggest chayas come out of there. You're right. Beautiful. Brilliant. You ever speak to a lawyer? Every word is challenging the other guy. Shite, and a kvitchit, and I'll show him, and your lawyer will speak to my lawyer. And unbelievable. And again, I don't need to put down lawyers. I love lawyers. I grew up with plenty of lawyers, Tyre Eden. I don't mean that. But the concept of law is bulldog. Tegedika law and bulldog don't go together. I never saw where it's brought down a Dayan has to yell or scream. I never said it doesn't brought down. I looked all over in Shulchan Aruch. Does a Dayan ever raise his voice? I don't know. It says Ma'aymin Allah by Shvua maybe. Doesn't say it says it in a way that you have to yell or scream. Could be the most sweetest person in the world. The idea of being a bulldog in Midas, a Mamela Mishpatim, is a steer. That's Mishpatim Bal Yadum. Fakert. The idea of Eila Mishpatim is to change the person from within through the Mishpatim. Yeah, I'm going to show you something very interesting. Yeah. There's two interesting Gemaras. Haraitza Lichliyais Chasid. So one Gemara says he should be Isaac and Milade Avais. Remember such a Gemara? You're Isaac and Milade Avais. There's another Gemara. Haraitza Lichliyais Chasid. Yasek be Milade Ne Zikin. Avais, Nezikin, Nezikin, Avais. Avais is the Avais, the Midas. Huh? Tell me, what is the Avais called? You know what they're called? Rabban says that Chumash Bereishis is called Sefer Yashar. Why is it called Yashar? Because the Avis, they were Yasharim. Avram was a Yashar. The Midas of Avram were Yasharim. Huh? What is Mila de Nezikin? Mila de Nezikin, Rabbi Isai, is also Yashar. It's about being Midas, straight. It's the same Haroitzelios Chassid. It's the same Chassid. Yeah? You know, they all talk about if a person sees violence all day and he talks about violence all day, especially on TV and thus, it's going to have ashpa on him. So I always think to myself, imagine Talmud Chacham sits in yeshiva all day and he talks about violence. Shoshnaga Chasaparo and Mazik and Nizik and beating and kicking and Megadif and Mecharif. The whole Nezikin. What's the whole Nezikin? He kicked and he beat and Adam and Mazik and Shor and Bora. So it should have an influence on him that he should turn out to be a criminal. And the truth is, it's just the opposite. The more they learn the Zikin, the more Liyais Chassid, you become a Chassid from it. And the answer is because the violence on TV, the Shirish of it is from the violence of the producers. What they're doing is they're playing out their fantasies of the violence that they are. They're violent, Schlecht dimension, and they enjoy this. So mainly they play it out in this form of violence. The Taira's Kinanta Mesharim, it's the opposite. The Mishpatim, the Shor Shenagach, is based, and as I will soon show you throughout the Parsha, that all the Parsha Nezikin is based on Shoyrish of Midas Toivus. It's all about Midas Toivus. So the Mishpatim that result from those Midas Toivus, you know what it's going to bring out? Chosid, Tzidkus, Emuna, Avas Hashem. Yeah, you're learning violence, no? Isn't that Sayyid? Yeah, the Gemara says he killed him. The Adas has to see the Pliny Ravani learned Saini. Gemara, Pliny. If you would send someone to watch that, you would say the mensch is going to be disturbed from talking about it. Huh? So Chazal learn it. Tamil Chachamim learn it, and Faket does bring and Munna mit Yeshamayim mit Midas, and thus is Umishpatim Bal Yadum, because the Shairish of it, Rabbi Isai, is not evil. The opposite. It's based on mitzvahs and chesed. And it comes through in Mishpatim, as I soon will explain to you. You know, tell you something interesting. I want to point out something interesting here. The first parasha we have is Eved Ivri. Yeah. Rashi says clearly, Oizen, Shisham al Har Sinai, the Oizen, the ear that heard Har Sinai, Loi Signoi, don't steal. The Halach Vigona, it went and it stole. It went and it stole. So if it stole, why didn't you hear that just Hashem said Loi Signoi? So we go and we pierce the ear of the person. Tell me, the Oizen Shisham al Har Sinai, Loi Signoi, is talking about stealing money? It's not talking about stealing money at all. It's talking about stealing the nefashas. Rashi brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's begayin the nefashas that cause him with daber. It's not talking about stealing money. So what do we take a guy who stole money? He became an eved, and we pierce his ear. Didn't you hear Hashem said lo signai? It's anyway not talking about going of mammon. Abai said, let me tell you what I think the pshat is. It's going to come going to fortress that kidnap someone. But the going of Har Sinai, always is Shisham al Har Sinai. When they heard on Har Sinai, the second was also not. In Vayikra, it says, Vayikra is not on Har Sinai. Vayikra didn't happen in Har Sinai. Yisrei happened in Har Sinai, Veschanan happened in Har Sinai, and there it says Lei Signai, and there it's referring. Tatla, I can't help you. Lei Signai didn't happen. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Lei Signai is going of nefashos. It's not talking about going of mammon. So Oiz Shisham is not talking about that. Unless you look like Rapsadi Goyin that everything is merumas in the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, that's one teretz that the world says. That everything is merumas in the Aseret HaDibros, Lei Signai. Okay, could be. But Pashit, Lei Signai is going of nefash. And the teretz is very Gishmak Rabbosai with a story. I'll tell you a nice maisa. I once read a letter that my Zayda wrote to somebody who asked him a question about a certain business deal. Should I or shouldn't I? Why should I? Good money. Why shouldn't I? It's a little bit of a tricky, you know, it's not so straightforward. So he asked my grandfather if he should go into it. My grandfather writes him back, Matzmi ani olecha. I can't understand you. Can't understand you. We both learned by the Chofetz Chaim in the yeshiva. And anyone who ever heard the Chofetz Chaim talk about Dinei Mamnas, he said, money, be careful, Gneva. So it should have left such a roishim, it should have left such an impression that you could never go and do something which wasn't straight. That's how pure, and that's the effect that it had when you heard the Chofetz Chaim talk about Dinei Mamnas. Yeah? So even if it's not Geneva, we're not talking about Geneva. We're not talking about stealing. The guy didn't write a question if he's allowed to steal money. That wasn't the question. The question was, it's a little bit not, you know, Yosher, not straight. So he answered, but didn't you hear the Chofetz Chaim say Lei Signaif? In the Chofetz Chaim's Lei Signaif, you should have heard Yosher. Yeah? And he brings him the story with the stamps that when if he went to send out the Mishnah Berurah and one stamp didn't go, sometimes the stamp is good, so he would pay the post office to make sure that he paid for the service, or he would rip up the stamp. Chofetz Chaim was very makbid, yeah. So my grandfather was saying this point: when you heard the Chofetz Chaim talk about mamnas, you could still think about not being yashar. I'm thinking that's the same thing. Loi Signai, you're right. Loi Signai is talking about going of nefashos. We're not talking about the Isser. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on Har Sinai, the word Loi Signai, it should have went into your kishkes, so to speak. It should have went into the mahus of the person. Geneva, anything which even, in English we call it smacks of Geneva. Anything which even has a little reyach of Geneva, you should tremble and not be able to do. That's the effect. We don't mean loy signaiv isur. The isur is about going in the fascists. We mean the midas in loy signaiv. Loy signaiv in the ultimate is stealing a person. In the midas, it can be anything. So that's oizen sheshama lar sinai loy signaiv. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave a scream, loy signaiv. How does it not go in effect into your whole being, that you should run away from anything which is even close to Geneva? And how you talk and you went and you stole money. Because the Mishpatim of the Torah was not only said Legabi, the Mishpat, but it was supposed to be Choyder. It was supposed to go and sink into the person and his Midas to change him completely to be an Ish Yasha. Yeah. So if you heard my signal, going to the fascists, it should have made you such a yashar that you can't even steal fresh air from the other guy. In Shulchan Aruch, there's no issue to steal fresh air from the other guy. Yeah. But Emidus, Emidus. Tell me, is there such a thing called Gezel Shina? Is there such a thing? I don't know. It's a nice question. Could you steal someone's sleep? You want to know? Probably in Tzais Nesivus you can't steal someone's sleep. But in Shlecht the Midas you can steal someone's sleep? So someone's going to say, oh, but it's not Nichlan Leisignaif. It's Nichlan Leisignaif in the Midas of Leisignaif. Yeah. It's Nichlal in the Midas of Le- if you're Miyasha yourself to understand not to be Goinif, huh? Unbelievable, yeah. When you're stealing money, you're right, that's loy signaiv. But when you're stealing sleep, it's a by mamish, it could come with a million different things, right? But in me, this isn't loy signaiv? Yes. The loy signaiv in Pashas, Mishpatim, so to speak, is not about stealing money, per se. It's about being an ish yosher that you can't take away from somebody else. And I'll prove it to you. I'll tell you a meiridike vart. Ready? Does anybody know what Seydin Ezekin is called? Yeshuais. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph says, Chaitzin Itecha Yeshuais, Emunas Itecha Chaitzin Yeshuais, Emun Israim. Why? Because you need a lot of Emunah not to plant your field during Shvius. What about Yeshua? What is Yeshua? Yeshua is Nezikin. You know, I'll tell you how far it's called Yeshua. Yosef HaTzadik got all his Torah from Yankiv Avinu. Shas. You know that Yankiv taught him Shas. Why am I saying? Balaturim says it. Balaturim says, Ki ben skunim hulai. Skunim is Zroyim, Kachim, Nun is Nashim, Mem is Mayid, and what's the Yud Rabbi say? Skunim? Yeah? Shuois. So I had a question. Why is it the only one that we gave its nickname? Zroyim, say Amunais. Give it a name. Yeshuas is its nickname, the Gemara Shabbos. Let it be Nezikin. Why is the only one from all of it, you hear, that we gave it its nickname? Zroyim, Kachim, Nashim, Mayid. Why is it a good question? And you know what the Teretz is? Why is it called Yeshua? Does anybody know why it's called Yeshua? Rashi says that through Nezikin, Yeshua will save you from being a mazik. It will save you from taking somebody else's money. So the Yesod of Nezikin is not to pay the Nezik after you a mazik. You know what the Yesod of Nezikin is? Not to come to be a mazik. Nezikin is not about mazik. Nezikin is about not to become a mazik. And that's what Seydin Nezikin helps you with. Seydin Nezikin makes that a person is able to be shame himself. Mazik is a person who does damages. It's a meyer de gezach, meyer de, yeah? Nezikin means we don't want that he should. Here, my Zaidi once said a Mayudika thing. He said people hardly learn Musa. If you see a guy learning Musa already, he must have done something seriously wrong. If he's already sitting to learn Musa, he must have done something bad. If he's learning Musa after the fact, you can imagine he must have done something very bad. Okay? The same thing here too. The Zikin is after the fact that you are Mazik. It's no good. No good. The Zikin is the Taich before he becomes a Mazik, to protect himself from becoming the Mazik. That's called Yeshuas. And that's why Skunim is Israim, Kachim, Nashim, Yeshuas. The Zikin is called Yeshuas. Yes, I'm Mayri Dikab Pshat. Mayri Dikab Pshat. You hear everybody say again? Listen carefully. The Zikin is not about after the fact that you were Mazik. The Zikin is the Mishpatim which protect you from becoming a Mazik. It's the Zikin is trying to make a person Yeshuas, to protect him that in his midas he shouldn't check for somebody else's money. He shouldn't take what doesn't belong to him. That's Mishpatim. Mishpatim brings out the best of the person. And that's what the Chazal mean. Al yidei mishpatim hei moisa meriva. When the meriva is based on bringing out the best of the person, then oisim shalom. They're all looking for the truth. But if the meriva is based on the worst of the person, the bad of the person, then anachanami. Then it's not shaykh. Then it's not possible to make shalom at the end. With this, Rabbi Isai, I think we can explain a beautiful Gemara in Bamitzia. Gemara in Bamitzia, Daf Lamed Aleph says, "Leichal v'Yushalayim, Elo Shalmidu Divreim Al Din Torah." Yushalayim became destroyed. Why? Because they were maimed their words. They kept their words on Din Torah, which means Pashit. Let's go to a Din Torah. Let's go to a Din Torah. Al shemidu divrayim al din tayr. So of course you have to understand this gemara. What's wrong with the din tayr? The din tayr is what we're supposed to do. So either you can come and say there's an amount of din tayr. You don't have to go every Monday and Thursday. You know, on every little thing. You know, you parked your car a little too much into my driveway. Let's go to din tayr. That's not what it means, right? When it's serious, you go to a din tayr. But the truth is, I think the way we're explaining, we could give a better understanding to this Gemara. You hear what the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Isai? Al shemidu divrayhem. What was the maskana? What did they want from the din Torah? Just the din Torah? You don't want the din Torah. You know what you want from the... You want from the din Torah that you should become a better person. If you want from the mishpatim the din Torah, you're in trouble. If you want from the mishpatim the truth and the midos, and to change and become a bigger and better person, that's beautiful. So the din Torah is not the end result. The din Torah is the vehicle. The mishpat is the vehicle on how to make shalom, on how to become a better person, on how Yidden can live together better. It's not about the din Torah. Hemidu divrayim, they use the, right and wrong in the halal, in the din Torah. It's not about right and wrong. I won, I didn't win. It's not about winning. Therefore, charvu Yushalayim. Like charvu Yushalayim, Ela shemidu divrayim al din Torah. Now I go back and I say, I understand. I understand beautifully. Pshat in chukim u'mishpatim that comes to Pesach night. I ask you a question. It says, Ma Eidus Vachukim Vamishpatim. How does Mishpatim have to do with Pesach? Where did Pesach? And the answer is, Rabbi Isai, Mishpatim doesn't have to mean Chayshe Mishpat. Mishpatim doesn't have to only mean Shar Shanaga Chesapara. You know what else there's in Mishpatim? Mishpatim also has halachas which result in bein adam lechaveray in midos. And I could tell you a lot of Pesach Seder is about that. For example, you know, even in the Karban Pesach itself, how many mitzvahs does the Karban Pesach have? 11. You know what most of them are based on? Midas Tavis. For example, you have to eat b'chabur, right? Group. You're not allowed to break a bone. You know why you're not allowed to break a bone? Why you're not allowed to break a bone? So the Bechinuch says, because you're b'nei melachim, you consider like kings the night of Pesach. A ben melech eats royal. He doesn't sit there and eat, but break the bones like a dog. Yeah. So even in the Pesach Seder, all the mitzvahs is to bring out good midas. Again, listen carefully, rabbis. I'm telling you a big yesod. And I'm going to show you where in the Rambam it's clearly written this yesod. Again, we have now come to an understanding that Mishpatim is not laws, code of laws, but it's actually code of ethics based on laws. See the difference? It's not about rules. It's not about law. It's not about Harvard. Because that's a mishpatim al yadum. But we have mishpatim, they don't, they have laws, but not this. What are mishpatim? Mishpatim is code of ethics, which result from doing the laws. From keeping the mishpatim. A person becomes a much better person. So the Chacham asks, Ma ha'edus v'achukim v'amishpatim l'negeit the Pesach Seder. We don't mean Chayshim Mishpat. We mean Mishpatim, the rules which elevate the person to be a better and bigger person. And that's a lot on Pesach. There's a lot of that on Pesach. I'll tell you over a Mayur Dikavart. Anybody who ever learned Baba Kama, the first Mishnah, has a question to ask. A simple question. What are the Arba Ovis Nizikim? What are they? So one of them is Shor Bor Mavin Heva. What does Mavin mean?
Fire.
Mav is not fire. Rashi says Mavin means Adam. It's a person. Frank the Gemara, why is it a person? Why is Mavin called a person? And the answer is in Tibayun Bayun. It's based on a pasuk. If you ask, you ask, and it's referring to a person. So therefore, Mavin is Adam. So it's a simple question. Why do you have to come and give me a word that nobody knows what it is? And then the Gemara has to ask, what do you mean? And the Gemara says it means a person because we find the pasuk, say Adam. Shor, Bor, Adam, finished. Why say Mava and make it difficult? If you could say Adam and make it simple. So there's a pshat from Rav Volba, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, that's brought down from Shaul Kagan's farm. Shaul Kagan's Zecher Levrach, and the Shvive Or, he writes from Rav Shloima Volba, Zecher Tzatzal, that a person is a boyun, that's what he is. A person is a mevakish. The word boyun means tefillah, beba'usi. That he comes on to Hashem, beba'usi, in prayer. And that's what an Adam is. The whole Metzias, the whole entity of man is Bayun, that he requests from Hashem. And that's why it says Adam is Bayun. Yeah, but why here in Ezekiel? You want to teach me this Masechtas Brachas? Okay, Masechtas Brachas, where it talks about Tefillah. So instead of using the word Adam, it should use the word Bayun. What does that have to do with Ezekiel? It's unbelievable, kasha. I mean, so some rishonim want to say that if it would say Adam, you would think it's Eved. So therefore, it says Bayun. Therefore, it doesn't mean Eved. It means a regular person. Just say Adam. Adam Amazik, and that's all. Man who does damage. Shor Bor Adam. What is Mavet? What are you saying? Rabbi, say, let me tell you what I think the pshat is. You know why people are mazik? Why does someone go and damage somebody else's? And the answer is, Because he doesn't have respect for someone else's A, rights, B, chafetzim, right? Doesn't have respect. Therefore, he neglects to respect the other person and his possessions. Where does that come from? Where does it come? What's the shayrish of it? And the answer is, when a person feels powerful, so he doesn't have respect for the other person. You know, most people in strong positions abuse others and their money. It's an abuse of someone's rights is because you feel all powerful. Yeah? So the shayrish of mazik actually comes because the person feels great and big by himself, secure. He feels powerful by himself. The Torah teaches us, Adam Hamazik, Tiboyin Boyum. What are you? You yourself are nothing. You only have to come unto Hashem. Whatever you have is a nishal. It's given to you by Hashem. Man without Hashem would have nothing. He has to constantly come on to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, if you understand that, you'll have respect for other people's chafetz. And I have news for you. You'll even have respect for your chafetzim too. I told this to you about Yaakov Avinu. Why does Yaakov Avinu go back for pachim ktanim? Why does he go back for small jugs of water? And the answer is, because he understands it comes from Hashem. You hear, Mr. Kaikov? You hear? When a person understands that it comes from Hashem, then he has respect for the other person's. That's why in Adam Hamazik, the Torah says the word, Kach nira l'anias daiti, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. I believe that's the true pshat. Chazal are teaching us the shoyrish of Mazik. You know where Mazik comes from? He lacks the understanding that everything is given to him from Hashem. He lacks understanding that everything in this world was given as a matana from Hashem, and therefore he's Mazik. If not, he would be extremely careful. He would be careful. He wouldn't touch what doesn't belong to him, Yeshua's. He'd be careful. So the shoyrish of it is all the midas toivis and the amunah and the yira shamayim that come from it. So true, it's laws. Don't destroy what doesn't belong to you. But at the root of these laws, at the base of these laws, is to teach a person emuna, bitacha, yira shamayim, midas toivis. And that results in these laws. That's why it says Adam. What does Adam mean? Mavid, that he means that he comes on to the Abishta. Because if a person is clear, he wouldn't be Adam Amazik. He wouldn't do it. He'd be extremely careful not to touch. It's the Abishta's. It's not yours, it's not even the other guys. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's. That's why the Chazal went out of its way. Because like I'm explaining to you, Mishpatim is not about the Mishpatim. The end result is about not the law, but the Musar and the Yashrus that it teaches the person. And that's a Mishpatim Bal Yadum. And that's what the Chacham asks on the night of the Seder, Moha Eidus V'Chukim V'Mishpatim. What is the elevation in Midas, in Adam, in Godless Adam, that I take out from the laws of Pesach? That's what Mishpatim means. I want to show you something interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Take Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri to me is a Chiddush Nifla. He steals money. Let's say it's Moy Machru Bezdin, that's the Pashta case, Machru Bezdin. Yeah. His Rebbe, meaning his Adain, is able to give him a Shivcha Knadis. You're talking about a Fruma guy off the street. Regular Fruma guy. His Adam goes and gives him a Shivcha Knadis. Unbelievable. You know what it is to live with a Shivcha Knadis? And the answer is, Chazal tell us, because there's a Chiyuv to be Oyvid as Rabbi by Yoyim and Balayla. He's Mechuyuv to do for his master by day and by night. So how does he work by night? The answer is, he produces avodim for him. Here what goes on here. The shibud, the amount of shibud that he owes to the other guy. Okay. Now let's look at the other extreme of it, the other, meaning the other side of the coin. The master has to treat him like an equal. Almost like an equal. If he has one pillow, who gets the pillow? The Eved gets the pillow. You have one bed. You sleep on the floor and he gets the bed. The contradiction is mind-boggling. You'll give him a shivcha kananis because you owe me. That's the amount of shibud you owe me. I have one pillow, I give it to you. I want to tell you how far it goes. The Michas Chinuch asks the question, how could you have one pillow and give it to him? The halacha always says, chayecha kaidmin, your life comes first. So al chayecha kaidmin, you should take the pillow. We all know, chayecha kaidmin. Michas Chinuch asks us for a question. Oh, so some want to answer right away. It's not true, because it's about anything. Chayecha kaidmin is anything. I mean, what am I? I'm supposed to give you what? My hat, because you want a hat? What was that? If I have a hat, I should give it to you. So why am I? Would I have to give it to you? I come first. He asked for a kaidmin. I don't understand. You know what I believe the simple pshat is? Pashat. He's a broken person. He has no identity. He has no life. There's no chayecha kaidmin in relevance to someone else who's broken. When we're both equals, I come first. But if he's in an ace sara, I have to elevate him. And I think it's by every story like this. You know, you come and say, my neighbor, chayecha kaidmin, I come first. Is he in trouble? Is he depressed? Is he in the bad shape? Who said you have a chayecha kaidmin in such a case? So someone said to me, yeah, but the Eved's my responsibility. That's what a guy gave a scream out on a shir. But the Eved is my responsibility. Who's my neighbor's not my responsibility. Where's my responsibility? So chayecha kaidmin goes out the window when he needs help. So I looked at him, your neighbor, your friend, he's not your responsibility. He's your brother. What are you talking about? Every is your responsibility. How about you talking about? Could be chayecha kaidmin is when we're both equals. When the other guy is down, I have to give up for myself to pick him up. He's broken. He's broken. And I'll prove it to you. Do you know that the Amavriya, what does it say? You have to send her out if you don't want to marry her. Why not? B'vigdai ba. He was begging in her. He didn't marry her. So la'am nachri la'yuchel la'machra b'vigdai ba. L'chavshi yishalchenu. You have to send her out. I'm a chayiv to marry. I don't want to marry you. What do you want for my life? I'm a chayiv to marry her. Says the chinuch, she's broken. He made her to an amavriya. So you have to go out of your way to make sure you pick her up. You don't do that, he has to send her free. Your responsibility is to take someone who's mevuzeh. She was treated second class citizen. So you have to take away that feeling. And if you can't do it, send her free. It's my responsibility. I buy an Amma. You have a place to think, Rabbi. Think of what you're saying. I buy an Amma. No, I buy an Amma. I bought her. I was supposed to buy her. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm chayiv to marry her. I'm chayiv to marry. What are you talking about? And the Torah says, yeah, because you bought her. So she's second class. You made her second class citizen. Now you're chayiv to make her first class citizen. And if you can't do it, send her free. So up to chinuch, this point, she feels mevuzah. You know, I was once thinking to myself, there's a halacha by a wife that you're supposed to be mechabed yoisim migufoy, more. Says Avram Avinu, first he put up her tent, and then he put up his tent, right? He put up Sarah's tent first. Pasuk says, mechabda yoisim migufoy, more. Why? I chayecha kaidmin. I don't understand. How could you come and say? So either you come and say it is chayecha, you and her is the same. No, it's the same entity.
So
Or we could come and say, a wife automatically feels under her husband. Under her husband. She's under. So therefore, whenever someone feels under, your job is to treat her more so she should feel equal.
That's why she's always there. Because Chayal on Shabbos, we'll pray and bring her up.
Bring her up. She worked hard. She's like a slave, almost like a slave, like an amivriya for Shabbos. She's almost like an amivriya. So what do? We put her Shabbos night, and we say, hey, she's Chayil Miyimtso, she's the Malka, she's the queen. Pick her up. Because when she feels a little down, your job is to pick her up. Yeah? Yeah, Rabbi say? Mayudik. Mayudikirei. Yeah? This is why by the Eved, when the Eved, yeah, it feels low, your job is pick him up. Your job is to pick him up. Yeah? Okay. So I have an interesting ha'ara. What happens if I don't need to drink? Yeah? I don't need to drink. Yet, I want to ask my Eved to bring me a cup of water. Am I allowed to do that? So the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim says clearly that if I don't need to drink, yet I want to ask him, I'm not allowed to. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Why? You don't need it. So I said, what kind of an Eved is it? What's in heaven? I don't forget. What do I mean? I want it. What's it there? Don't I want it? You know, in Hilchas Muktzah, there's a whole shaila if I'm allowed to move utensils for no reason. So Mr. Bura Paskins, you're not allowed to. There's no tzayrich. And there's a heter of Tiltel Kalim only with tzayrich. The Rachashulchan comes and says, what do you mean? That's l'tzayrich. If you want to do it, it must be l'tzayrich. No? I said, if you're doing it, that means you want to do it. That itself becomes a tzayrich. Hazei frek darach ha-shulchan. And he's matirid. He says, there's no such thing as shalei l'tzayrich. There's no such thing. So I'm asking you, by the Eved, I tell him, go get me a cup. Oh, you're not going to do it. You don't need it. I do need it. If I didn't need it, I would ask him. What do you mean? I have to sit there and clap. Do I really need it? I don't mamish need it. You know, they say, oh, for a barber, Chos Yagin Alein, Zech Tzadik Levracha, comments Rosh Hashiva, that in the middle of the night when he would wake up and he'd be thirsty, he would get out of bed, yeah, wash Nagel Vasa, fill up the cup of water, spill out the water and come back to his bed. Why? Because he would say, maybe I'm not getting up because I'm lazy. Atzlus. But at the same time, who says I really need it? Base, talking to get out of bed for a cup of water, isn't that going too far for Olam Hazeps? Get out of bed and that. So on one hand, Atzlus, maybe it's Atzlus that I want to get out of bed. Or no, maybe L'Shem Shemaim, I don't want to get out of bed. Why? Because that's going too far. Yeah? You know, this is not for this world at all. It's almost not for this world, huh? So a barber had an Eitzah. What was his Eitzah? He would get up, wash the Egel Vasa, took care of the Atzlus, as not sign, fill up the cup and then spill it out. Right? That was the Pshar. It's a famous thing that he used to... train himself against Atzlus. Yeah? It's very normal. Rabbi Bar-Bar was the most normal person, much more normal than we'll ever be. So listen carefully, Rabbi Say. Listen carefully. So if I come and I ask for an Eved for a cup, there's a reason why I'm asking for a cup of water. There's a reason why I'm... Let's say it's because I want to train him that he should listen to me. It's also a reason, no? I mean, whatever the reason is, I enjoy that I'm asking him and he's listening to me. What's wrong with that? Let's say the whole thing is just to show him that he's an Eved. People do that, to train him like a dog, let's say, Lavdo. So it's also Tzayrich, no? I mean, who decides or what defines Tzayrich? Chamayudik Akasha. You know what the answer Rabbi Isai is? Eved Ivri. If we had to think of Eved Ivri, we wouldn't be able to figure it out. Because it's such a delicate balance between two different midas. I'll explain to you what I mean. Okay, you ready? On one hand, he's extremely meshubed to me. He took away my money. And he's my adin. And he's my abbot. He took away my money. He owes me. You know what the word shibud means? We think shibud's a joke. Rabbi Yeruchim speaks tremendously about the inyan of shibud. Shibud, shibud. When you owe, most people don't know what that concept is. They try to throw away shibud. They try to throw it off themselves. No one wants to remain in a state where I'm a shibud to another person. That's why we kafi toif to rabbeim and parents and... Where does it come? We don't want to be meshubit. And therefore we don't want to be meshubit to the Eibishter. It's all one disease of being shibudless. A person doesn't want to be meshubit. Doesn't want. That's how you can't. Freedom! Even in Egypt today. Freedom! Freedom! What are they going to do with their freedom? They'll be meshabit others. What are they going to do with the freedom? They're going to yell freedom and then they'll be meshabit the people under them. Nobody wants to be meshubit, yeah? At the same time, the Adin, right? So the slave, the Eved, needs to be meshubit to the ultimate extent. At the same time, the Adin has to have rachmanis. The Adin has to be, look at him and say, Zayid, my brother. So there's a delicate balance, yeah? A delicate balance between shibud, to teach him shibud, which he needs to learn because he was mazik yenim, the Odin's money, where you, on the other hand, have to learn what it means to be merachim on another yid. And I'll explain to you where I got this from. There's a mechilta. I read you the Lashna Mechilta. Kisikne eved. Yachol tikre enu eved. Maybe I could call him an eved. When you call your slave, what do you call him? Butler? Are you allowed to say, hey, butler, come here? Mechilta says you're not allowed to do that. You can't call him Eved. Right? Why? Tamad Laimer, because it says Achicha. Eved, Ivri Achicha. It says clearly Achicha. You must call him brother. So you call him Bruder. Come here, Bruder. Brother, come here. Okay? Shetzarech Line Beka'ach. You have to treat him like a brother. Says the Mechilta. What about him? Maybe if he feels brother, so he can start chumming with you. Chummy, he'll start putting his hand around you. Yachol hu yina gatzmei ba'achva. Maybe he could treat you ba'achva. Right? A brother is two ways, right? Tamad loimar eved. Hatoyra kerasa eved balkarcha. Now you be an eved, he's your brother. There's a balance here, I say, yeah? He has to learn to be the ultimate eved. And the ultimate Eved means Eved es Rabbi b'yayim b'alayla. And therefore, Maisalei Shivcha Knanis. He gives him a Shivcha Knanis. You have to treat him like an ach, like a brother. Now you understand what it means, Mishpatim b'yadum. Now you chap that Mishpatim is so much midas. There's so much behind it. And that's what I was telling you before. In every Mishpat HaTaira, there's so much deep lesson in Adam and in Aliyah, how a person could grow in Bein Adam L'Chaveira, in Midas, and in Yerushamayim. There's so much, every mitzvah entails its lessons, worlds of lessons in godless Adam, in growth. Now, you know where I got this from? The Rambam. This Rabbi is Kemana before a Sharam. These last words I just told you. Mitzvahs. There's worlds of lessons in how a person could elevate himself into being a bigger and better, in bigger, better person, Sai in the Muna, your Shemayim, of course, in Bein Adam L'Chaveira as well. Every mitzvah. And that's what I told you. Eila mishpatim. Excuse me, not eila mishpatim. Mo eidus vachukim vamishpatim. Mishpatim is shaykh to Pesach night also. Because every mitzvah is a lesson. It's an entire textbook in midas. And in the balance of midas. You know, midas are complicated. There's you're soft, you're tough, Sometimes you're supposed to be soft, sometimes you're supposed to be tough. Ace love, ace listener, ace love, right? There's a time for everything. So it's a balance. Who teaches you that balance? And that's that chazanish I showed you. You know what the chazanish is saying? Only through mishpatim. The Torah is the gauge. It's the right word I'm looking for. Is the textbook to teach that balance, that healthy balance of midas that a person needs for shleimus. Yeah, Shaul was a tremendous Rachman. What happened with his Rachmanis? You know what happened, right? He was Chamal al Agag, Val Valmeta, Vatzayin, and look what happened, Kilkel, tremendous Kilkel. Sometimes too much Rachmanis is also no good. The balance. Who gives you the lesson on balance? The Mishpatim. The Mitzvahs. You know where I got this from, like I said to you? No? The Rambam. I read you the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. He talks about Tmura. Why is it who utmurasi yekaidish? That when you switch an animal, it turns kaidish, and its Tmura turns kaidish. Now listen to words of Rambam. It's kedai to take this Rambam and plaster it on the walls as a lesson of life. Unbelievable Rambam, you hear? He says like this. Yearly, says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tmura, Shezeh she'amar ha'kasuv v'hoyu t'murasi ha'kaydish k'inyin she'amar v'samakdish yigal is base of yas chamisha keser ekha olav yarda toira l'sayif machsheves adam. The toira went down deep into the machshav of a person uktas yitzur hara and his bid yitzahara. Yitzahara is a killer. So who could unravel that? Who could figure out the Yetzirah, what's right, what's wrong? Who could go there? The Torah. Yor the Torah l'soiv machsheves Adam uktsas Yetzirah hara sheteva shel Adam noitel harbitz kinyan v'lachas hamamayne. The nature of a person is to want more money and money, so he doesn't understand. Says the Rambam, I'll skip a few lines just partial for the sake of time. We'll get to the point of the Rambam. V'chol elu advarim k'dei lach of v'syitzray. So what did the Torah say? Who t'morasi yekaydish? The Torah puts a safeguard that you try to save some money. It and the t'mor and it's the carbon that you take it for will become kaydish. And this is k'dei lach of v'syitzray. Next words ulisakein. De Yosef, to be misakin, his mind, his thinking. Yeah. A person could think the craziest things, unbalanced in his way of thinking. The Torah through its mitzvah balances a person, lasakin, yashrus, straight. The roiv dine ha Torah, einam ele etzois, their advice. There are lessons of wisdom, of advice, meirachayk from far, migadayl ha'etza, from the great one of advice. Who's the one, the great one of advice? Who's considered the wisest of the wise? Eibishter, the Rabbeinu Shalom through his Torah, the greatest mechanich, so to speak. Who is the greatest mechanich? Rabbeinu Shalom. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, but the greatest. So through the Torah, the Rabbi Shem is giving us eights of counsel. L'sakin adeyos u'liyasher kol ha'maisin. To make us balanced up here and balanced in action. Yasher, straight. V'cheinu oimer, and he brings a pasuk. You hear Rabbi Yisai? Man could be completely unbalanced if he's unchecked. What keeps a check of yes and no, right and wrong, Toiv and loy toiv? And the answer is the mitzvah satayra. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom is the ultimate gadol ha'etza. Someone says counseling. We all need counseling. We all need counseling, Rabbi say. If we were just left on our own, unchecked, we would be completely tangled up like a pretzel. What straightens the mind, straightens the person's actions? Gadol Ha'etzah, the Rabbi Yisrael was the ultimate counselor. That's what Rambam says, Gadol Ha'etzah. Rabbi Yisrael, who is the ultimate, the great Eitzah, The one who gives advice and counsel through the mitzvahs counsels us. Balance, right and wrong. Eved Ivri was supposed to be a balance between right and wrong. You hear our boy say, the Gemara says, Tamidei Chachamim are marbim shalom bi'olam. How would Tamidei Chachamim marbim shalom bi'olam? Shalom Eliyahu, right? Tamidei Chachamim marbim shalom bi'olam. How are they marbim shalom? How? What? So the Velt has a sharp word they say. It's called a Vertel. Because since they make most of the machloikis, so if they make up, it'll be marbim shalom bi'olam. Most of the since the Talmid Chacham are busy fighting with themselves, so they're Mar B'Shalom B'Olam when they make up. That's not Pasha Pshat. What's the Pasha Pshat? You know what the Pasha Pshat is? The Mitzvah HaTorah is called Rechel Darchinoyam Chol Nesivoseho Shalom Al Yedei HaMishpatim Oysim Riva V'Oysim Shalom. The Mishpatim themselves, the Mishpatim themselves are, have in it the power to make shalom, to make straight, to make truth. So Al Yidei the Limud itself, like the Chazmish says, teaching the people Torah. You wonder how you straighten people out that there should be shalom ba'olam? Teach them Torah, because from Torah and from the mitzvahs, kol nesivoseho shalom, all its roads are peace. That's how Talmidei Chachamim Amarbim Shalom Bi'olam, they bring peace to the world. Because Torah equals peace. And if you see Torah that doesn't equal peace, you should know that it's something's wrong with the Torah. It's not being learned properly. It's not about Lishma of the Torah, because the Lishma of the Torah is V'chol Nesivoy Seha Shalom. So Talmidei Chachamim Amarbim, by teaching and learning, well, it's actually by learning and teaching, they're marbim shalom bi'olam. I want to bring out one more point, Rabbi. I know you've sat long, but I've come from a long journey for this year, so I get my rights to finish the thought. I want to show you another angle of Parshas Mishpatim. Another angle of Parshas Mishpatim, Rabbi Yisai, which also so eloquently proves this point, how the mitzvahs HaTorah balanced, the balance of midas that come from the mitzvahs of mishpatim, and that the mishpatim are there to go to the heart of the person. Yeah. Maybe we'll just end with one last thought on the previous thing, and then we'll continue with this. So what do we see that has to do with the fact, the medrash that we begin with, that has to do with the hava, the fact that Rabbi Hashem loves us, that he gave us these mishpatim. What is kainanta? Means he guided us. You know, a father and a child, the relationship builds when the child feels that he's being guided by his father. When he feels that his father is there for him to help him grow. Guidance. And that's where a hava gets built from. When a person learns Nezikin and he learns it properly, when he learns Mishpatim and he learns it properly, and he understands that it's Kainanta, that the Rabbi Yishlam's guiding the person to elevate and to grow and to become a bigger and better person, it's Ayhavecha. That's why we find tremendous Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas HaTorah that comes when you learn the Sugyas of Nezikin. B'nai Torah spend their whole life learning the Zikin, Babakama, Bamatsiya, and they have tremendous love for the Abishta from it, and tremendous love for his Torah, and love for Klal Yisrael. Where does it all come from? They're not learning Abbas Hashem, they're not learning Abbas HaTorah, they're not learning Abbas Yisrael. What are they learning in the Zikin? How, if a person spends all day learning Sharshan Agatz HaParah, does he turn into Abbas Hashem, and Abbas HaTorah, and Abbas HaBriyas? Where does it come from? And the answer is, Pinanta Meisharim Lo'oi HaVecha. Because you see from the Mishpatim, the guidance that Hashem guides us to be a bigger and better person. The love that Hashem shows in that builds within the heart of the Ben Torah who learns the Zikin to the point that he loves the Eibush, that he loves the Torah, and he loves Klal Yisrael. This is Atta Kinanta Mesham Levecha. Like I said, let's point out another part of the Parsha Mishpatim, which also brings out this point beautifully. There's a mitzvah called Prikutina. You see an animal, overload, help him, take off the load. That's called Prika. You see a person that's trying to load up his animal and he can't do it, that's called Teina. You're supposed to help him. Prikutina. This is a Shmais Chav Gimel Pasik Tal. What's the aside of the mitzvah? What is the reason for this mitzvah of Prikutina? So the Rajba learns after Tsar Balachayim in the Chuvis, Chelikal of Simi Reshnu Beis, Reshnu Vav, Reshnu Zayin. He says that it's about Tsar Balachayim, and he says to the point that since it's about Tsar Balachayim, it's not only an animal, it's even a person, it's Koshke. If Madach, you have to make sure that the animal shouldn't suffer. You have to make sure a person, so for example, a person's overloaded with baggage, and he's walking in the store and he can't. Prikutina, just like the animal. Kal v'chaymer kalshki. The Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Oiz Vav says it can't be, because then it's Tzar B'Lachayim's Deraisa, and it seems to be that Rav Rishonim say Tzar B'Lachayim's only Drabbanan. If Prikutina is about Tzar B'Lachayim, say, yeah, Tzar B'Lachayim's Deraisa, it comes from the Pasuk. Reb Chaim, based on a beautiful Rambam in Hilchus Nizikin, Nezik Shmiras Nefesh, he says that there's a shayla of Hashavas Gufay. You know, there's Hashavas Gufay and Hashavas Memayna. You have to make sure that a person doesn't lose his money. But, and more so, you have to make sure a person loses nefesh. L'isamen al damriyecha. Hashavas nafshay. Okay? The Rambam says that if a person is going to be busy doing prika in the middle of the road, some guy could come in and kill him. You see, he's unattended in the middle of a desert. Who knows where what. So it's dangerous, says the Rambam. It's the Rambam at the end of Hilchah is Ritzeh Hashmiras Nefesh. Therefore, the Torah says, help him so he should be quickly on his way. That's the Yisrael of the Mitzvah of Prikus, says Rab Chaim, in the Bar Mitzia, the Chnushe Grachal on Bar Mitzia. He says, it's called Hashavas Nafshay, Hashavas Gufay, which means we're trying to protect. The Velt says that's why it's in the Rambam in Ritzeh Hashmiras Nefesh. What's Prikutina doing in Ritzeh Hashmiras Nefesh? That's where the Rambam brings these halachas. And the answer is, because according to the Rambam, he's in danger, physical danger, and therefore the Rambam put these halachas in Reitzeach, because someone might kill him. Shmiras Nefesh, you're protecting him. The Smak learns in Mitzvah, Nundalit, it's Hashavas Memayne. It's only about Mamid. The Chinuch goes through the Tama Mitzvah, it's Chemla, it's about having Rachmanis. You have to have Rachmanis. Okay. Let's say you have two animals. One animal to do prika, and one animal to do teina. Which means one animal is collapsing, and the other animal, you have to help to load him up. What do you do first? Of course, the prika, right? This animal's collapsing, so first you go and you do prika. What happens if the animal of the prika is your oyhev, and the animal of the teina is your sina? Meaning the one who owns that animal is your enemy. So one guy is stuck with a flat tire, so to speak. He's your friend. And the other guy stuck with a flat tire, I guess giving it mishalom of today's times, and he's your enemy. Which one do you do first? So halach is marba mitzia, right? The Rambam brings it down with tzeach nefesh, perik yud gimel, halach yud gimel. You do the enemy first. Why? Lach of it's yitzrei. We want that you should work on your midas. Don't have enemies. Don't hate. The Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonison both say, that's pshat the pasuk, ozoiv tazoiv. What's the double lashon? Ozoiv is to help. Tazoiv is to let go your hatred to him. Tazoiv. Let the hatred dispense. Ozoiv, help. Tazoiv. Let the hatred go away. Because you have to undo your hatred in this mitzvah. In this mitzvah, your enemy, your friend, go take care of your enemy first. What kind of enemy? You're not allowed to have enemies. He doesn't allow to be an enemy. What kind of enemy? Chas v'shalom. Says the Gemara, you saw him doing aveira, so you have to be your enemy. He has to be, you have to hate him. You saw him clearly with your own eyes. You saw with your own two eyes him doing aveira, and there's no limud zchus, you know for sure. But there's no Edom. There's no Edom, but you saw. So you have to hate him. Says the Gemara, You're supposed to go and take care of his animal first. That's pshat in the pasuk. Hate, enemy comes first. Berah, when he saw he did it out there, frek toisa kasha on the base, the top toises. But why do I go help him then? You're supposed to hate him, I thought you said. You just told me he did an aveir, and you're supposed to hate him, and that's why he's called your enemy. So why does the pasuk come and tell me I should go take care of him? Fakir, I should hate him. It's a great question. Manavshach. You know what manavshach means? Either or. Either he's not supposed to be your enemy, so then why are you saying about an enemy? And if he's supposed to be your enemy, so why are you helping him to say he's not? He shouldn't be your enemy? What does it mean? Answers twice is unbelievable chiddush. There's a cloud, kimayim panim upanim. The way I look at you, that's how you look at me. And since I hate you, so you'll hate me, and therefore I'll hate you, and you'll hate me, and I'll hate. The hatred will get so bad, we don't want it to be that bad. So you have to come and help him that it shouldn't be so bad, the hatred. Kimayim panim upanim. So I had a simple question. I don't understand something. Why do we need that you'll hate him, he'll hate you, and go back and forth like a ping pong table? Just say, you're not helping him. You're not helping him. So he'll hate you. Why do we need kimayim, panim, alpanim, that if you don't help him, just say, if I don't help him, he'll hate me. The fact that I don't help him, that itself is enough of a reason for him to hate me. Why does it have to be, I'll hate him, and he'll hate me, and the way I look at him, he looks at me? Who needs all that? Are you allowed to cause someone else to hate you? There's a rule called lifnei iver leisitei michshol. You know that? The Chazanish speaks about it in great, in a beautiful tshuva. In Shali Tzion, called Ginzei Tzion, there's a sefer called Ginzei Tzion. They give tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, from the Chazanish. Are you allowed to give to drink someone who's not going to make a bracha? Give him a drink, he's not going to make a bracha. You're allowed to do that. So some say not, some say, Chazanish says yes. You're allowed to give him to drink. Why? Give him, why? Because the fact you don't give him will cause hatred. He'll hate you. The lifnei iver of making him hate you is worse than him not making a bracha. Lifnei iver, you're causing him to hate you. That's worse of an aveira than giving him to drink and he's not going to make a bracha. Unbelievable, huh? Mutter. Kiman shakala issa bedavar hu mishum lifnei iver. Be'im le'nagi shum davar ein nichshol issa be'issa yaisa chamer. Dehainu issa sinah. And he says, that's pshat eva. Whenever we find in the Gemara, we're mad at things because of eva, the pshat is because lifnei iver. So I have a question. Let's say that you're making lifnei iver by you not helping, because now he'll hate you. You're not helping him. Why do you need it? He looks at you and my upon him, upon him. You know what the simple terence is? Very posh the terence. You did not help him. You went to your friend first. Honestly, it's not that you didn't want to help him. You have your friend. I mean, he understands. He's your friend. Second of all, Prika, we just told you, was much worse. Prika is that the animal's collapsing. So that's the Tzar Bal Chaim. Honestly, there's an animal that's ready to die. Why didn't you take care of the animal that's collapsing? Well, he's my friend. So he's my enemy, so I have to show him I'm not an enemy. Wait, let me take care of this one first. It's an emergency. You don't understand. And that's why he's not going to come to hate you, really. But since you're hating him, the hatred of him by you is making you hate each other. Kamayim panim upon him. It's not this story he'll hate you. He's not going to hate you because of this. He understands. He sees you went to somebody else. He sees you went to your brother. Let's say your brother has a flat tire and he's in the middle of a road and there can be a collision. So he understands. You go to him and not to the enemy. But so we're not worried that he'll hate you because of this. L'chayra. I believe pshat and toisus is. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of something else. L'maisi, you're hating him. Hatred leads to more hatred. Stop the hatred. So you hear how far it goes? That we're matir tzar balachayim then. Which means don't take care of the animal that's dying. Let the animal die. To stop hatred on a person who you're supposed to hate anyway. Are you supposed to hate this person? Yeah, because it says. He's a sinner. He did an aveira. But not that much. says it's not that much. Hate him, but not till the end. So to stop that level of not to the end, we say do Tina instead of Prika. I Prika is. Prika is the animal's collapsing. What happened to Tzar Balachayim? This is what we see from here, an unbelievable thing. And I'll tell you even more what bothers me. You know what the sign is thinking to himself? You know why he's doing it? He's doing it because there's a mitzvah. He's not doing it because he likes me. Was he stupid? Could you imagine what the Saina thinks now? Oh, he looks at me as my Saina. He's Mekayim a mitzvah me. You know, like the Ani, like the Ani of Purim, yeah? You're going to be my Ani. You know, they say over that the many people, they don't want to support the Ani throughout the year. Why? Because when it comes to Purim, they need him. So they keep him being an Ani. Like this, he's the Chefza Shal Mitzvah. He becomes their Chefza Shal Mitzvah to give stock on Purim. You need an Ani to get money on Purim. So we keep him an Ani. Don't support him all year. Like this, oh, I'm a Kaim a Mitzvah with you, yeah? It's called the Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Here too. Oh, you see? He's going to take care. You know why he's going to take care? Because the Pasuk says so. You look at the Medrash Tanchum Ayash, and it says exactly that way. You know what it says over there? This guy stops and says, it's a mitzvah. I have to take care of my enemy. The enemy says, oh, he must not hate me that much. That's the pshat. So maybe the pshat is, if you hate somebody, even if it's a mitzvah, you wouldn't do it. Maybe that's what it means. Even if it's a mitzvah, you're right. He's doing it because it's a mitzvah. But it can't be that he hates me that much. If he hates me that much, even if a mitzvah, he wouldn't do it. Right? That's maybe pshat? Maybe. Like Dilma, like Dakeda that uses the lashon on this pasuk. That's the way the mitzvah satayra work. You know what the mitzvah satayra do? It makes shalom. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Gadol Ha'etza. Gadol Ha'etza means he's so brilliant, so to speak. The ultimate teacher, the ultimate counselor. He knows through his Torah mitzvahs how to make shalom, how to make chesed, how people should grow. So you're right, you have a good question. Doesn't he know that he's doing it on purpose? He's doing it just to make peace with it because the pasuk says it. And he's not doing it because he really likes me. It's true. But for Maisa, the mitzvahs are Torah mashpia. And that's al yidei ha-mishpatim oisim iriva. The Nasa Shalom, it becomes Shalom. You hear that, Vaisa? You're right. And what does a tyrant want? Forget about Prika and forget about your friend. He's your friend and his animal's dying. Help to put on the animal to eat it. Why? Lacha v'siyitzrei. What does that mean, Lacha v'siyitzrei? You can't have such hatred. You don't fight like this. Because the Mishpatei HaTorah is meant to bring out the best. In Klal Yisrael. It's meant to bring out shalom in Klal Yisrael. Peace. And the ultimate wise educator for this is the Rabbi Shalom through his Torah and mitzvahs. This Rabbi Isai is Eilam Mishpat. Lo yasa chen l'chol goy. From Mishpatim ba yadum. Das. Di gewaldigen midas toivis has nothing to do. Nothing to do with goyim. They have laws. But they don't have a code of ethics, which is based on the laws, which is the result of the laws, which is supposed to be the lesson that's supposed to be taken from the laws. And this is only for Klal Yisrael. Magid v'ar liyakov chukov v'mishpat v'yisrael le'asachel gam mishpat v'adon. Takah b'zoicher to learn and learn and try to grow v'shtayg and aliyah and ruchnius and amidus tayus.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.